Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5, presented by Zadok Jewelers, KFNC and KFNC HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston. The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst, You Found the Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's Lance and Dell, and it's going to be us taking you the rest of the way. Andrew Perloff's going to join us here in a second. A little bit shorter segment here. The Golden State Warriors, Dell, they're the kings of petty, apparently. And it's not just, you're not just saying that. I'm not saying that. Steph Curry said that.
Yeah, he has a name for himself. We'll get to that audio. But it was. Hey, we got receipts night last night after winning their fourth title. Klay had words for a Grizzly player he didn't even name. We all know who it is now because everyone went and found the tweet. He's discussing Jaren Jackson. But here is, we'll get the audio ready. But the Warriors said, y'all counted us out for a couple years now after we got injured and we punted on a couple years, but we're back. And this first clip here will be Klay remembering something that happened after a regular season game in March.
There was this one player on the Grizzlies who tweeted strength in numbers after they beat us in the regular season, and it pissed me off so much. I can't wait to retweet that thing. Freaking bum. That I had to watch that. I'm just like, this freaking Klay. Okay. Sorry. That memory just popped up. You're going to mock us? Like, you ain't ever been there before, bro. We've been there. We know what it takes. So to be here again, hold that.
Now,
this told him, hold that.
Yeah, if you don't know what strength of numbers is, I'm sure Rocket fans do because they've seen it enough considering how many playoff series there have been. That's the Warriors slogan. They break it out during the playoffs, and it's just something that they've leaned into as far as how they run their organization. Jaren Jackson tweeted that phrase out after a regular season win by the Grizzlies when Steph, Klay, and Draymond didn't even play. So Klay still remembered it, and he waited until winning the title to bring it back up, calling Jaren Jackson, who's a really good player, a bum and a clown. But that wasn't all. I mean, we don't have the audio of Steph referencing it because really all he did was, from what I could find, he did a hand signal. But back when Steph signed his new extension in August of last year, you know, ESPN's going to talk about it. And they had the likes of Kendrick Perkins and Dominique Foxworth alongside others. I think it was Marcus Spears and I don't know the woman who was kind of the mediator for it all or moderator for it all, discussing what the Warriors' future was, and this is what Kendrick had to say.
I'm the petty king, so I know all about everything, and I use it as entertainment and just have fun with it, because the more you're on the stage, the more you realize the attention that's on you, how much it means to each fan base, how much it means to the cities. So you can't really be surprised by anything, because there's a lot at stake when it comes to winning championships, and the more that you get into these environments, the more you use it as entertainment and fun, and embrace it, because you wouldn't want to have it any other way, knowing that you're on this stage and you're playing for something that really matters.
Does it bother you that someone else stole Petty King from you?
No. Now, just to explain that was Steph on the off day between game 5 and game 6.
Yeah.
Saying, because, you know, the Boston people got after his wife, saying his wife couldn't cook. In fact, he wore a t-shirt after game 5 saying Ayesha Curry can cook, and then had a t-shirt last night, the original t-shirt that said Ayesha Curry can't cook.
And so, then Boston fans wore international smoke. the her restaurant here that closed down, did they wear those shirts?
Yeah, I don't know if they wore those, but okay. Steph had multiple T-shirts to reference it. And here's Kendrick Perkins discussing the Warriors' future back in August after Steph signed his extension.
You know what? I hate to say this right now, but to be honest with you, I don't see the Golden State Warriors bringing home another championship. And here's why. When I'm watching Bob Myers, and I love Bob Myers, he was my former agent before he took over the general manager job with the Golden State Warriors, he's just not being aggressive right now when it comes down to in the offseason. And he's not making moves. I'm watching other teams around the NBA make moves. We watched the Lakers make moves yesterday. We watched the Lakers attack free agency. I mean, Rob Pelinka was in his bag like he got fries at the bottom. You watch the Denver Nuggets. They're trying to improve their roster. We're watching all this transpire. And right now, I get it. The Warriors, I think they drafted pretty well. I love the kid Moody from Arkansas. But look, at the end of the day, we don't really know how Klay Thompson is going to come back. He's coming off with two injuries, a torn ACL and an Achilles. And I know he tore his ACL 2 years ago, but he still haven't got game reps in. We don't know how much Draymond got left in the tank for us, him delivering in great fashion like the Draymond of old when he used to be able to go out there and deliver 20-point nights and things of that nature. And I get it. Andrew Wiggins, he's developed into a pretty nice two-way player. But when you look at the Western Conference, just in general, you look at Phoenix, the Phoenix Suns, you look at Devin Booker, DeAndre Ayton, re-signing Chris Paul, they're not going anywhere. You look at the Lakers, they're standing right there with LeBron James.
33-49 the Lakers, by the way. Didn't make the plan.
Who is the trade? What was he talking about? The Lakers trade. Rob Pelinka's in his bag.
I guess now Russell Westbrook.
Now everyone wants Pelinka gone, and then Pelinka's like, so, "Oh, my pick. That wasn't my trade."
So there isn't the audio of Steph responding directly to that audio, his own audio, but there is. But during the during that particular segment, Dominique Foxworth was there, and as you heard, Kendrick Perkins, when asked specifically how many titles the Warriors would win in the next 4 years. They both did the zero thing. They held the zero sign to their eyes. So last night in the middle of his presser, Steph did the zero sign to his eye too, because as he said, he's a petty king and he sees all. So the Warriors had not a good time beating the Boston Celtics. They had a good time calling up all those receipts. Yeah. They're like the IRS.
Yeah, they win another one. If you're a Rockets fan and you don't like it, it really. Oh, my gosh.
Hit the mute.
Why is NFL, why does my own website autoplay videos? I thought that was an ESPN thing. Now it's my own people doing this to me in the middle of a show. I got to break it now. Andrew, speaking of the NFL, our first foray into the NFL, a lot of people are going crazy over minicamp stuff, I've noticed. I'm reading fans who are just, oh, my gosh. Your people in Miami have
my
had
people.
Enough issues with Tua's arm strength. I gotta ask
Andrew Perloff, what makes the NFL media complex so interested in what's been an average quarterback the last few years, and why he's such a lightning rod? Why do segments get let off by a guy who is trying to improve and is an average quarterback? Why does that drive shows?
I don't know. It's kind of a weird thing. We're gonna get into it next with Andrew Perloff. He was McLovin, formerly of the Dan Patrick Show, but started his own radio show with Maggie. So we'll talk with him about that and a variety of NFL topics when we come back. Right now, I'm telling you about my friends at Union Kitchen, same restaurant group that owned Jack's Grill, but Union Kitchen is a completely different concept here in the Houston area. And there's six different locations around the Houston area. And at Union Kitchen, there is going to be a great lineup of delicious foods for you to choose from. They've got some great pizzas on the menu. I'll give you an example of some of their lunch. They've got an all-day section. Their lunch menu, you can find a variety of the chicken sandwich, the Southwest Chipotle wraps. They have the calorie counts on that website. So if you are looking to eat a little healthier, you can certainly find the calorie count that makes sense for you in some of those. Lunch entrees include the delicious items like the fried three-cheese ravioli with chicken, pan-seared chicken piccata, on the border chicken fried chicken, blackened dynamite chicken, and country fried steak. Those are that's just a small sampling of their lunch menu if you're looking for that. I highly recommend their brunch. Their brunch has a lot of unique items on it, including one of my favorites, which is the lobster omelet, and they've got a great mimosa program that goes with it. Make sure that you check out Union Kitchen. You can go to theunionkitchen.com, find a location nearest you, look at the menu, and get ready to have your big event, whether it's just a table for two or maybe it's a big party that you want to have at Union Kitchen. They're ready to take care of you with great food, drinks, and people. Theunionkitchen.com.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5. The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
And joining us right now is an old friend of mine. He is a guy who you heard for years on the Dan Patrick Show. He's been a writer for Sports Illustrated, a football writer. He has an affinity for Texas high school football and Texas quarterbacks, even though he lives in Brooklyn. And that'd be my old buddy. And now he's got his own radio show. And that would be Andrew Perloff. Perloff, I know you're getting swollen in the gym this morning, just trying to keep the upper body jacked. I don't know, maybe it was leg day. I don't know what it was for you. But now you got the Maggie and Perloff show, so you don't have to wake up as early in the morning anymore. Welcome in. How's that like, being off the Dan Patrick show? You were with Dan for how long?
Oh, 12 years. I mean, I miss being on the VP show tons. The lifestyle is, and you and I talked about it, it's a little easier, because I was driving from Brooklyn an hour and a half to Central Connecticut to be on the Dan Patrick Show, because it was the greatest job ever. But now I go 20 minutes to downtown New York City for CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Net. So, yeah, that part is pretty good, to be honest.
Quality of life is greatly improved. Were you nervous after going off the show with Dan for so many years?
You know, I'll tell you what, I wasn't that nervous. Because Maggie and I, Maggie Gray, my co-host, knew each other very well from Sports Illustrated. She hosted all the daily shows for Sports Illustrated and the NFL Draft. So we'd worked together so many times. So that comfort level made me feel much more at ease. I was definitely nervous. And, like, you know, there's so many perks to being on the Dan Patrick Show. The show was huge. Our new show is going great, but it's not like, it's not established like the DP show. So I miss some of that, because, like, and playing off Dan. Dan's the best. I don't know how many times, Lance, you've been around Dan, but he's just, like, he's kind of got that thing. You know, like, around, like, certain people in the industry, very few people have that sort of gravity around them, maybe because he earned it over the years. But just, like, it's different. When you debate Dan, it's different than just debating, you know, anybody else, to me. So that was, I definitely miss that. But I've really enjoyed doing my own thing.
You enjoyed trolling people on Twitter, because you did that yesterday when you said, isn't this Steph Curry's fourth title? How many does LeBron have?
Yeah. Okay. So my day, we already started planning our show, and I don't know if you've gotten to this. Like, there's a LeBron-Steph Curry debate that with, like, some sort of Skip Bayless elements brewing in it.
Right.
But I've heard about an hour of Steph Curry versus Wilt Chamberlain debates about who belongs in the top 10. Are there two human beings who are less similar in the history of sports than Steph Curry and Wilt Chamberlain? I just find that it's a funny debate, because they have such different things going on.
I know, and some of these debates that they're creating over the, I mean, that's the problem with some of the 24-hour sports talk, is some of the debates, because your shows are on every single day, some of the debates and topics they come up with are so lame. I want to switch over to football. We've done a lot of basketball today. We'll switch over to football. I'll let you have your obligatory Deshaun Watson comment. Let me ask you this. From a national sports media standpoint, what do you think the national sports media, do you think the energy for, let's say Deshaun Watson, I think he's suspended for the year this year. But let's say he comes back next year, if that's the case. Or maybe let's say the suspension is 8 games this year. Whatever the case may be. Do you think the national sports media loses their appetite for continuing to discuss Deshaun Watson once his suspension is over, in terms of in a negative light?
Yeah, I do. I really do. And I'm going to go back to, I think it was 2010. You know, Lance, I'm from Philly, and I was around that team a lot. Like, I would drive down from Sports Illustrated and go to Eagles training camp a lot, and Michael Vick arrived. And there was a protest the first day, maybe a couple protests, but the second he started playing, the controversy, you could just feel it go away, and it wasn't there in the locker room at all. And I think, this is not any kind of moral judgment, because I don't necessarily think it's right at all, but I think once he starts playing and throwing touchdowns, there's going to be a large chunk of fans who are going to move on. I think the media will feel that, and I think they will. I definitely think they will. They'll be harder on Deshaun than the fans, but I do think that they're going to move on, because we've seen it so many times in the NFL. How many players have gotten in trouble and then through time and not getting in trouble again have gotten back in good graces? Look at Tyreek Hill. I think that's a perfect example. He's sort of like, he couldn't have been lower reputation wise, and now he's one of the stars of the NFL.
Sticking with Tyreek Hill, he's made news this week for his comments comparing his current quarterback to his former quarterback. And it brought up a question for me, Dolphin fan, so I'll throw that out there so you kind of know where I'm coming from. Why is Tua such a content driver? Like, I know average player so far, stats not so dissimilar from Jalen Hurts, been on winning teams, maybe not the reason for them winning. Why is he such a lightning rod when a guy like Jalen Hurts, same type of numbers, doesn't get the same type of slander?
Well, okay. I have a few theories. I don't have the exact answer. He's a lefty. We all are fascinated by lefty athletes. Zion Williamson, same thing. They just look different. I think that's one thing. I think it's the stardom at Alabama kind of carries over. Now, I know Jalen Hurts played at Alabama as well, but I was talking about the NBA versus the NFL popularity-wise the other day on our show, and someone pointed out that we don't know the guys who come into the NBA anymore. We have no idea who they are, like Jalen Green in Houston, like nobody. But there's just a history with Tua at Alabama that I think makes him unbelievably fascinating to NFL fans. Again, this is just a theory, but I just think that this started when he came in at halftime in that national title game. I think that's why we're into him. Where Jalen Hurts was obviously a great college player, but it wasn't quite the same thing. That's my best theory. But I got to tell you, Tua drives content. There's no doubt about it.
I think that what the rookie quarterbacks from 2021 do this year is one of my favorite things to watch. I don't include Tua in it because he's not a rookie, but Tua does have Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert. I think the Tua thing, Dell, I think some of it is all the Tank for Tua stuff started, and the same fan base that was all in for Tank for Tua got Tua, and now people see, it doesn't look like there's this same level of excitement.
I will say one thing. Playing under Chan Gailey, Ryan Fitzpatrick's personal caddy, and then George Gotze might affect your performance a little bit.
It might, and I think Tyreek Hill's going to make you better, but it is interesting that Tyreek had some comments that I think were just to bolster Tua and not necessarily slam Patrick Mahomes, but Mahomes took it as he was surprised by the comments made about Tua being more accurate than Patrick Mahomes. Before I get to Patrick Mahomes, I want to ask you this. Which of the rookie quarterbacks last year, I'm going to leave Davis Mills out because he was a third rounder. I'm giving you Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, and there's a lot of these guys who perform poorly. Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, Trevor Lawrence, and Justin Fields. Which of those four guys do you think has the best chance to have a good season this year?
Yeah. Wow. Okay. So it's such a tricky question because the Niners are so stacked around Trey Lance that I don't know how you compare them. My instinctual answer to that is Trevor Lawrence. I think Doug Peterson coming in gives him stability. They overpaid for some weapons, obviously. And I think he's probably the best quarterback out of that group. So that really, the quality of the player and what's around him now, I'm going to go Lawrence. Although I'm hopeful, I'm here in New York and the Zach Wilson hype is real. People think he's got a great arm and he's bigger now and he handles himself well. So there's tons of optimism about him too. I Justin Fields is sort of screwed by the situation. But I am a Niners backer. I think Trey Lance is going to be really effective there. And I think a team is so good that that could be a great story as well. So I think the three, I think Fields struggles, but those, I think Lawrence improves a lot. I think Wilson improves a lot. And Trey Lance might win a lot. That's my take on that class.
Yeah, I think I think watching what that class does is going to be interesting. Getting because I do think you'll see bounce back seasons this year. I just think some of those players are too talented to stay down. And first year quarterbacks they struggle frequently. Now, Pat Mahomes, people seem to have forgotten at the end of the year. It's like they just said, okay, yeah, Pat Mahomes is back. But Pat Mahomes was not good for a chunk of the year last year, and now he just lost. Kelsey's another year older, and now he just lost his top receiving threat in Tyreek Hill. Is there a chance that we have seen the best of Pat Mahomes?
Ooh, I don't know. I mean, Andy Reid seems to turn regular season numbers, though. You know, like, I have more faith, I think, in the system than just, yeah, obviously losing Tyreek Hill is huge. But I have faith in the system that he's still just going to put up monster seasons. You know, you make a good argument, and you definitely could be right. But I feel like, you know, what happened last year, right? They dared him to throw underneath. He wasn't great for a chunk of the season. But I feel like Andy's going to figure that out, and he'll be better this year. I'm optimistic. You could be right, and part of me is a fan speaking because I'm a big Mahomes guy. But, yeah, I mean, honestly, Andy Reid made Kevin Cobb and A.J. Feely into, like, $30 million quarterbacks. So how bad can it be with Patrick Mahomes?
Can we go on the opposite end of the spectrum and talk about Mike McCarthy? he is a guy who, you know, kind of tricked his way into the Cowboy jobs. You know, the quote about how he watched all the games turns out he didn't watch nearly as many as he thought. What's the Cowboys have had some attrition, but still the NFC East seems like a division they probably should win. Can McCarthy survive another season not winning a playoff game?
Oh, no way. I mean, the media will go in there and fire them. The media can't stand McCarthy. My co-host thinks that he's a joke. Like, and basically, the way that was covered last year is like Dak Prescott ran out of time on that scramble against the Niners. Basically, like, well, he obviously would have hit a touchdown on the next play. That was poor time management, cost him the game and not the rest of the game, which I think is a little ridiculous. But, no, there's so much pressure on him, and then Sean Payton's going to be floating around. It's going to be full on. I think that, and, you know, Jerry Jones is obviously loyal, but I just think the media pressure is going to be so much that they're going to have to get rid of him if they don't win.
Yeah, I think there's no question, and that would include in season. I could see Mike McCarthy being gone in season. Tell us about your radio show that you're doing right now.
Oh, okay. So we're 3 to 6 Eastern. It's a little different. Like, so, you know, I don't know, Lance, if you've done a lot of afternoon shows. So the stories have already been discussed on the morning show. So we are trying to find, like, it's a little more pop culture, a little more fun. It's not going to be a ton of X's and O's. So we have a lot of, like, you know, this is definitely, like, it's not sports guy talk because I have a woman co-hosting, which is totally different. But it's more lighthearted, a lot of comedy. We have a lot of what we try to have funny guests on. So it's definitely, it's a little different. Like, today, you know, like, yesterday, like, we had Scabrini on, and, like, we try and do, like, different games. So if it's a 10-minute interview, we want to do 7 minutes of sports and 3 minutes of just personality stuff. So that's a big thing. But I also want to talk, Lance. I was at the QB retreat in L.A.
I wanted to go, and I wasn't able to go.
Yeah. So our good friend, Dusty Stanfield, gets me in there. So I got a sneak peek at these quarterbacks, and I'm dying to get your opinion. I know you haven't done tape work on these guys.
Now, who impressed you the most?
Well, this is, you don't see them really play. But personality-wise, Cam Rising is a superstar at Utah. I have no idea what kind of prospect he is. Devin Leary is pretty much my best friend at NC State. Cam Ward, talking about Texas quarterbacks, is very impressive physically. Those are the guys that the lesser knowns have really jumped out to me. Jordan Addison is a freak physically. The receivers there too, and Bijan Robinson blew me away just personality wise.
Yeah, I feel so like they were all there. All those non quarterbacks were there too.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. JSN was there. He's unbelievable. The Ohio State has this receiver coming next year. I think it's Innis out of Florida. Oh my God! I was like, this is a high school kid who looks like he's ready to be a pro starter right now. The top high school kids were there too. Dominic Raiola is going to Ohio State in a couple years. Like, it was packed this year with future guys. So it's going to be, yeah, I'm kind of curious. Do you think with only one first-round quarterback this year, will there be a total bounce-back effect next year where the quarterbacks will just rise up? I kind of got that sense.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see, because it's this was not the year for quarterbacks. It was not an exciting year for quarterbacks. Usually it doesn't happen 2 years in a row, so we'll see who it is that makes a jump.
Yeah.
Andrew, we appreciate you joining us, and congrats on having James Harden over there for your Sixers, too. That's exciting stuff.
Oh, my God. Yeah. No, he's everything you promised me, Lance, and more.
Yeah, congratulations. Yep. And you can enjoy that now.
Yeah.
We'll see how that goes with Joel Embiid.
Pay Tobias Harris to stay, keep him around. Pay James to keep all those guys.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what? Let's talk Eagles versus Texans. That's where I'm going to have to.
We're out of time. We're so sorry. Listen, get back to the legs. You finished chest. Go ahead and do chest legs on the same day. Just don't worry about walking up steps. Andrew, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it, man.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
That's Andrew Perloff. You can hear his radio show every single day. It's on SiriusXM. It's on Odyssey, I guess, is the app that they're listening to it. And he and Maggie Gray are doing that from 3 to 6 Central. Andrew and Maggie, Perloff and Maggie, something like that is the name.
Maggie and Perloff. How about you learn your friend's show?
Yeah, I know. I remember when he reached out to me like, hey, I'm thinking about making this move. So I had to, because he knows I've made some moves during the day.
You've made some moves.
And I told him, I just like, well, you can stay with Dan forever and be okay.
A made man forever.
Yeah, or you can
set out on your own.
Do your own thing. You can keep driving 3 hours every single day back and forth to work. That's kind of like you did.
Yeah, I wasn't feeling sympathy for. I was like, whatever. I did that for like half a decade.
Let's talk about Gulf Coast Chevy. I've been talking about them for well over a decade. And at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC, you're getting a company who really goes out of their way to make sure that your car buying experience is something that is special. They want you to tell your friends, family members, coworkers about the great vehicles, the great selection, the great price, the great trade-in value, the great service after the sale, and the no-hassle sales experience. And all these reasons are why they do such big business out in Angleton. I know some of you are thinking, Angleton, that's 42 minutes from downtown Houston. Yeah, but guess how many people from Houston go in? And here's one of the things they do that's, to me, is really all about who they are. They will drive vehicles and paperwork into Houston, into Sugar Land, wherever you may be, to get the deal done for you. They understand that you're busy. Maybe you can't make it out on a work day. And they say, look, we'll bring the vehicles to you, whether it's a lease or a purchase. We'll go that extra mile to make you happy because we want your business and we want to take care of you so that you're happy. And that includes, obviously, the amount of trade-in value as well. Make sure that you look at vehicles. If you're in the market for a car, go with the company who, no matter what the supply side and demand look like, they're never going higher than that sticker price, unlike most of the dealerships in the Houston area. Check them out for yourself at LanceZCars.com. That's Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC.
ESPN 97.5.
Girl, I must warn you. I sense something strange in my mind.
Yo. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Well, we got a giveaway for you. It's 4 tickets to the Houston Sabercats playoff game, rugby. We're talking about scrums and big tackles and pitches and all the little rugby terms that you need to know. This is a physical game, and we're in the playoffs. Houston, we have playoffs. The Houston Sabercats are the top seed in Major League Rugby's Western Conference, and they're going to host the conference finals this Saturday, June 18th at 6 p.m. Join the Houston Sabercats at Aviva Stadium this Saturday as they take on the Seattle Seawolves for a chance to go to the Major League Rugby Championship. The Sabercats have qualified for the playoffs for the first time in franchise history and look forward to having you out there on June 18th at Aviva Stadium. Get tickets now at HoustonSabercats.com, starting at just $15 a ticket. We'll see you on Saturday, June 18th at 6 p.m. as Sabercats make their postseason debut. That's HoustonSabercats.com for tickets. Show us your big cat energy. Caller number 4 is going to get 4 tickets to the Sabercat rugby playoff game. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. I don't think it's a stretch to say rugby players are right up there with hockey players in terms of the toughest. Like, they're super tough, and it's amazing how many more times I'm watching rugby. International football players, well, like Jordan Mailata, who was a 280-pound rugby player before he was a starting left tackle for the Philadelphia Eagles. He just left rugby and said, hey, I'm going to try this football thing. Now he's a starter for the Philadelphia Eagles. His rugby tape on YouTube is bananas. Like, I couldn't imagine tackling him. I want to say it was Haloti Ngata had some too, but his was probably football. Actually, just regular football playing running back, I think, where he was. No, it wasn't him. I can't remember who was just wrecking other kids playing running back.
Someone far less tough is at least your friend, Raheel.
Yeah.
Who is closely affiliated with the Sabercats. I believe he's, I don't know if he's
Raheel's
officially.
Mentally, he's mentally tough.
Is he? I believe he's like what the in-house entertainment host. I forgot what, I don't know what his official title is. So you can see Raheel out there too.
Well, we call him just a hype man. In-stadium entertainment host, also known as Raheel the Hype Man.
Yeah. If you remember Raheel's gimmicks.
Kind of a hype beast, too.
Oh, definitely. If you remember Raheel's gimmicks from the Houston Roughnecks, you remember all those gimmicks as he was the in-house entertainment there. I don't know if he's doing something similar with the Sabercats, but I imagine you'll be able to see Raheel out there in a shirt that's a little too tight for him.
Hold on. Wait. Did this happen, or is this just one of our conversations during the break? Did he make somebody?
Yes, he did.
Throw a football who didn't have who had an arm in a sling,
or was in a chair or something. He rolled that person out there because he wanted to beat them in the distance throwing contest. He didn't want to lose to someone, so he chose that person.
I mean, the worst person.
Yeah.
Is absolutely Raheel. That's something he thinks about. I didn't know he actually executed that at a game.
Everyone saw it. Yeah, it happened at a game.
Oh my gosh, that's how good he is.
Mm-hmm.
He did. It's just not from the mind of Raheel. He actually put it into play, and somebody let him.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
good stuff.
I'm sure he couched it as, "Hey, let's give this guy a chance.
Hey, give him a chance."
But you did it so he would win.
Yeah, he probably still got the prize. Like, he's still gonna get the prize. Yeah,
everyone gets the prize,
and that'll be my bit. Like, I'll be the heel.
Yeah.
Raheel really just won the W.
You can see him out there with the Sabercats as they Sabercats have not been great in their first couple years, but they've turned it around this year. You said the number one seed, so go check them out on Saturday. And I believe we have a winner.
Yeah,
so that's
we have a winner. All right, here's our phone number to get into the show, 713-780-3776. We haven't visited this for a little bit. Houston was named as one of the 16 host cities for the World Cup in 2026. How big do you think that is for the city of Houston? Like, put it in perspective. Is it just going to be a one-off event that happens in the summer and people will get to go to some games that they never go? I'm going. I'm just telling you now, I'm going to a World Cup
game. Well, Houston is a fervent soccer community. I mean, it would help if the Dynamo got back on track there a little better this year.
Fervent soccer? Okay, that's interesting you say it because I don't disagree with you. I think it's a bigger soccer community than a lot of people think. It's not mainstream. Well, I don't know. Is it mainstream soccer community? Because I know a lot of people who watch.
What do you mean by mainstream soccer?
Well, okay, when I say that, I mean youth soccer is getting bigger here than people realize. There is Mexican culture that's huge, huge, huge soccer in terms of Mexican nationals, some Mexican Americans, especially Mexican nationals who have large contingency of soccer academies and programs that are in place. I've talked to people who have kids who play on it. You have, obviously, the Dynamo have not taken off maybe like the Dynamo would want
Their first couple years here were really good. They haven't matched that since. And, you know, they're on the cusp or the verge of a playoff spot this year, which would be a major improvement from what we've seen from them recently.
Right.
And, you know, the Dasher here as well, the women's soccer league. So soccer here is big. Just the fact that the team hasn't been great has kind of diminished, at least for us. It hasn't diminished it for others. And as far as the impact, financially, certainly, it'll be a giant deal for the city of Houston. It's a giant deal for everyone who gets the host. As far as furthering soccer in the city, it will, the casual, I guess, will lock in because it's the World Cup. And, you know, it'd be great if the U.S. has a match here. And certainly, if there's a Latin American team that has a match here, that'd be, or South American team, that'd be great too. I wonder how that all break down. But I don't think a World Cup will hurt the popularity here. It's only going to increase.
No, obviously, I mean, it's not going to hurt it.
No, do you think
it has a carryover effect on the sport? I do feel like, you know, here's something really interesting. We got to break it right now. We're way past break. I want to finish this when we come back because I just saw some numbers for hockey. Hockey had a big year from a revenue standpoint.
Back on ESPN, I'm sure it helped.
Yeah, hockey, like $5.6 billion. Hockey had a really big season. I don't know. I just kind of feel like hockey's having a resurgence, and I wonder if this is the time where soccer is going to really make their move, especially in this city, once the World Cup comes here. We'll get to that and a little bit more. Kirby wants to talk about Busch Airport. 713-780-3776. I'm telling you about Underdog Sports and Underdog Fantasy. Underdogfantasy.com is the website for, you know, you got basketball, you got baseball. Of course, basketball's over. You can still play baseball, daily baseball challenges. They've got over-unders. They've got rivalries where you can do over-unders. You do multiple, at least two, anywhere from two to five. How would you like to make five picks on strikeouts for pitchers or hit, you know, total bases for a player? If you hit all five of them, you're getting paid 20 to 1. So you make a $10 play, that's a $200 winner for you. Yes, that's available. Real money. That's available for you at Underdog Fantasy because it is a game of skill. How about Underdog Fantasy for your fantasy football needs? Of course, all year long, you have daily fantasy. You can get in head-to-heads or groups of three, of six. But I want to tell you about Best Ball Mania because it's available to you right now. Draft your fantasy football team today. It's a $25 entry, but the prize package that they have, the prize pool, is $10 million. And the guy who finished first last year drafted his team in June. So you can draft now and be fine. You'll draft your entire team, and then from there, they'll take the highest scoring quarterback, running backs, wide receivers, tight ends, and that will be your high score for the week. And what you're going to have is you are going to have an opportunity to take your aggregate score at the end of the year and cash out. May you finish in the top 12, 20, 50. You're still getting paid. I made money last year in Underdog Fantasy, in Big Ball Mania. I had two different teams. If you sign up right now for $100 or more, they're going to match it up to $100. There's four. You got four signups absolutely free at $25 apiece where you got a chance to get multiple entries into Big Ball Mania 3. Don't miss out on the opportunity. UnderdogFantasy.com, promo code radio.
Why don't we take a break?
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
97.5.
The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Oh, I got it. Kirby is calling from Busch Airport. I thought he wanted to talk about it. He wants to talk about soccer and World Cup. Let's get Kirby in here. What's going on, Kirby? How are we doing?
Hey, man. What's happening?
What's happening, Kirby?
You know, when you come back from the break there, it sounds like Smooth Jazz 97.5. Welcome back, boys.
Yeah, that's right. That's Smooth what it is. We're vibing today, Kerb.
Hey, I'm pretty happy about that World Cup coming to the U.S. I used to not give two craps about it, but kind of happy about it. Dale, you got to be real, real excited about it.
I think it's fun. It's fun to have it in the city. I'm looking. Hopefully, we get matchups that are compelling, so we can enjoy it. I mean, it'd be a dream to have Mexico here or the U.S. here to play some matches. That'd be probably the dream of all the cities. But yeah, probably not Mexico. They'll be in their own country playing games. But I'm excited. The World Cup is a big deal. I remember 1994 when it was here. I was in Florida at the time visiting my cousins, and everyone was excited about watching these matches. Kids who had never cared about soccer. I had a background because of my dad. It kind of changed their whole perspective of soccer. And
it's my first time really paying attention to it was 94 when Baggio missed the kick over the
in the penalty kick
over the crossbar. A friend of mine, Harold Keano, who is Colombian, he was like into it. We happened to be at his apartment or townhouse or something, and we watched the end of that. And then I watched something called UFC, Ultimate Fighting Championship 2, on VCR tape. The first time I'd ever seen it, I'm like, this is the most brutal thing of all time. Now it's bigger than boxing. Kirby, I'm kind of with you. I love World Cup, and I've been in on World Cup since 98. That's when I officially got in on it. But I think once you start watching, and there's so much at stake for entire countries that it's kind of fun. And I think the ability to get out to some games is going to be exciting for people too.
I just think, when I see Apple pay $250 million a year to MLS to cover their games, I think it's pretty – I think soccer is passing or has passed baseball in this country.
You think so?
I don't know.
I think it's worth the discussion. See, I know the answer.
You know, yeah, yeah.
Well, the answer's an automatic – like Granado would give it an automatic no chance, no way. But you have to think.
You know who else would give it a no chance, no way?
Who else?
So, you know, you can take soccer and kick it off into the Grand Canyon, Pally.
Our dearly departed.
We're not doing our Milo Hamilton stuff today, Kirby. That's really good. That's a really good Milo Hamilton. I think soccer's sneaky because here's the thing. I know regular-ass college football fans who all have their EPL teams that they follow. They all have it, or La Liga, but a lot of times it's Premier League teams. And you wouldn't even know they're Premier League. I remember Jason, Texags, years ago, I found out that he was a big like Premier League guy back in, I don't know, it was 2011 or something like that. And I would have thought, the guy wears the boots and the big Texas Aggie. Oh, yeah. Well, then, of course, you know, years later, you find out a bunch of people are like that. Now, a lot of them are suckers because they just picked the easiest outs, one of the top six teams, and I'm a real one.
Yeah,
I picked Everton, so I'm like, yeah, I want to earn it. I want to be on the cusp of relegation and feel what that feels like.
That hadn't been Everton's thing for a while now.
And then snatch my place in the Premier League from the jaws of defeat.
Yeah, they barely survived.
Three goals in the second half and celebrate with my family.
That was really unfortunate. I was really hoping Fulham would take your spot. No, we're promoted. We can't get.
Are y'all headed back down though?
I'm sure they will probably. But no, we're promoted.
You're still up.
The season hadn't started yet. Of course, they're still up.
Oh, y'all had gone back down.
So yeah, we went down last season. Now we're back up.
Look at this.
Yeah,
yo-yo.
They're
yo-yoing.
They're like quadruple A.
See, you didn't take the easy way out.
Why?
I'm a Man City fan. You know what? I'm gonna watch soccer. Who are you? Who's your team? Man City. Loser.
I picked Fulham mostly because of all the Americans that have gone through that team, and Clint Dempsey, Carlos Bocanegra, Brian McBride, Eddie Johnson. Hell, Tim Ream is on that team right now. And the U.S.'s starting left back is Fulham's. So he's a left back or right back. Either way, Anthony Robinson's a starting back for Fulham, and he's one of the starting defender for the U.S. So it's a full – they call them full America. They're just a connection there. That's why I root for them.
Everton used to have that with Tim. That's why a lot of people were Everton fans.
Tim Howard.
Tim
Landon
Howard.
Donovan
Landon Donovan.
Time yeah. there too. I think the best thing for the World Cup in this country – I mean, everyone's going to show out because it's in the country. But if the U.S. can have a good showing in this upcoming World Cup – because you know what America loves?
A winner. Yeah.
So if we believe we have a legitimate shot of going far, it changes the entire complexion. This is supposed to be the U.S. most talented side. A lot of guys are playing in the biggest leagues around the world. So if there's a nice showing, maybe you make a quarterfinal for the second time in your history. Certainly you want to get out of group stage.
You've got to have a star, too.
Yeah.
You have to be good, and you have it with Pulisic.
Yeah.
You have a good – like Glenn Davis raved about how good this – This team potentially is.
Gio Reyna, if he can be healthy, will be. It's a nice player. There's a lot of
Claudio's son.
Yeah, there's a there's a potential golden generation thing going on here, and it starts in 2022. What you want to do is have a good showing in 2022, coming off not making it in 2018, and then be propelled into a potential 2026 deep run in your home country.
I'm not joking when I say this. The Mexican national, not fans, but contingent that come over to the United States, the same way you see France is the French team has changed literally complexion, figuratively, the German team, like the globalization has really hit international soccer because people from different countries become citizens in different, and not just the fake citizenship, but they become citizens. That's going to end up being, I think at some point, the U.S. is going to blend some of the best young Mexican talent with the best international talent. I mean, we're a very international country.
We're winning
some, but our teams haven't been as international.
Well, that has changed recently.
It's changing, yeah.
They're winning some battles between guys who could play for Mexico or the U.S. They've been winning some battles over the years. And even under Klinsmann, before that turned into crap, all the German nationals who became American citizens because of a father who was an American, maybe they were born over there, that became a thing under Klinsmann. In fact, it became a bit of a divide with people being upset that less American-born players on the roster,
yeah,
and more German-born players.
Give us a W.
Yeah, well, that didn't really happen either. He was part of the ill-fated 2018 run before he got fired, and Bruce Arena couldn't close the deal. So, like I said, 2022, good run. Maybe make a quarterfinal if you can. Got a pretty good group as far as possibly getting out of it. You have England, and then you have Wales, who beat Ukraine in a playoff, and there's one other team. Iran is the other team in. So you have a group you're probably going to be favored to get out of. So that's a nice start. Who knows how the knockout stage goes. But I want to get to some nasty audio. Not nasty in the way it's like, oh, we're playing stuff from Pornhub. But Jadeveon Clowney said something yesterday.
Ooh, gross.
Which I found gross. And less gross that he said what he said, but the fact that the Cleveland media didn't ask him any follow-ups, which
we'll
embarrassing,
check
honestly.
When we come back, we'll hear more from our good old friend, Jadeveon Clowney. And he's staying in Cleveland because of an old friend. We'll get to that when we come back. The Bench Plumbing is something you need to get to right now if you have plumbing issues. I don't care if it's clogged sink, clogged shower drain. It could be a leaking faucet. It could be, because here's the thing. We had a leaking faucet in our shower. It would continue. It would leak, and then it'd be fixed, and it'd leak. And what we found is, you know, the best way to approach this can be, we had a group tell us, you got to go in through a wall. We're going to tear through that. Then we're going to tear through your tile, and then we'll retile it for you. We'll redo this. We'll make that repair. Like, golly, man, that's going to be way more expensive than I thought. Then you reach out to Aqueduct Plumbing Company, and you find out, no, they have the right, you just have to have the right gaskets or whatever the case is, the right seals. You don't have to do all that. That's not what your problem is. And see, this is why I bleep with them. This is why the benchplumbing.com is why I work with Aqueduct Plumbing, because I think air conditioning people, car repairmen, and plumbers are the three that you really need to be able to trust, and you can't always trust them. There's some people out there who absolutely will screw you. I know one company that's got an easy to remember phone number that is the worst. If you're looking to pay four times the amount, go with that company. If you're looking for a fair and honest assessment and a fair and honest price, definitely go with Aqueduct Plumbing Company. John and I recommend them because we use them, and we put our names on them because we know they're going to make us look good with their service for our listeners. The Aqueduct Plumbing Company, make sure you go to the website, thebenchplumbing.com, and you can get a free quote or call 281-488-6238, thebenchplumbing.com.
Stay tuned for more John and Lance on ESPN 97.5.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.